Without further ado, we bring in the one and only, the man, the myth, the legend. He is Seth Grossman, Liberty and Prosperity. And we're going to see, we're going to have a little test today, Seth. We're going to see if you can end on time.
All right, I'm looking at the clock, and I'll do my best. And when I don't get to some important points, I'll just say, visit libertyandprosperity.com, because there's a lot of new posts up there that explain the details I'd want to talk about. And I'd like to begin by saying that last night I was at an event that really gave the message of Make America Great Again, by reminding us how great America was before. I was on the Summers Point Beach. This is Friday night, by Bay Avenue, a beach concert with Gary U.S. Bonds, a concert put together by Carmen Murata, whose dad used to own Tony Martz in Summers Point in the 1950s and 1960s. And so for an hour, I listened to music with my fellow boomers there and their children, the millennials, the Generation Xers, and then the grandchildren and the nieces and the nephews. And he did a lot of his songs. He did, you know, New Orleans, Twist Sonora. He didn't do Quarter to Three. But then his wife and daughter did the songs, Will You Love Me Tomorrow by the Shirelles, The Do Run Run by the Crystals. And here you have an 85-year-old man, married 60 years, with his wife on stage with him, with his daughter on stage with him. And again, 1,000 people in the crowd. And it reminded me of when I heard Gary U.S. Bond songs for the first time. 12 years old, Richmond Avenue School. Song electrified me and my classmates. We couldn't get enough of Gary U.S. Bonds. As soon as we saved enough money for, like, I think it was 10 cents for the jitney, and maybe 30 or 40 cents for the record, we'd go down to the Russ Miller record store at New York and Atlantic Avenue in downtown Atlantic City, buy the record. Same thing for his next song, Quarter to Three. And our kids and grandkids just have no idea. And I was thinking about this at the concert, how safe and happy we were in America back then, and why many of us would do anything to try to let our children and grandchildren enjoy that America. And nowhere is that story told better than just the life of Gary U.S. Bonds. Here you have a black singer, born in Jacksonville, Florida, but he grew up in Norfolk, Virginia. His father was a professor at the Hampton Institute. That was a black college that got started training teachers to teach freed black slaves how to read, because it was a crime in the Old South to teach blacks how to read when they were slaves. So the first priority was to teach all black Americans how to read. One of the first students of this Hampton Institute was Booker T. Washington. Gary U.S. Bonds' mom was a piano teacher. So Gary Bonds went to an all-black segregated school in Norfolk, graduated Booker T. Washington High School, Norfolk, in 1957. So when he gets out of high school, or actually while he's in high school, Gary Bonds and a group of friends would get together at the street corner, and they'd harmonize doo-wop songs that were coming out of Philadelphia. And eventually they formed a band, and then they hung out and sung in front of a little record store in Norfolk called Frankie's Got It. Now the store was owned by a Sicilian immigrant, Frankie Guida, who had this record store, but when he would hear the sounds of these, you know, black kids harmonizing in front of him, he got the idea of buying some equipment and producing his own records. And Frank Guida also had a musician friend who played the saxophone that added to the sound of these, four black kids harmonizing, and they came up with this Norfolk sound, and that's how they produced the record, New Orleans. Come on, everybody, take a trip with me down to Mississippi, down to New Orleans. I don't know if you remember that song.
Yes, I do. I'm a former disc jockey, remember?
Remember, Seth? Yes. But anyway, so Gary, so he's trying to, so now you have this Sicilian immigrant, working with these black kids from a segregated high school in Norfolk, Virginia, and he's trying to figure out a way how to get disc jockeys to around the country to play this new record with the new sound. So he convinces Gary to change his name to U.S. Bonds because they're selling U.S. savings bonds. And when the record would come in, it said U.S. Bonds. All these disc jockeys would think it had something to do with promoting savings bonds. And they would play the record, and that's how that song New Orleans became a big hit. And that, you know, that was the way that Gary U.S. Bonds became a success. And, of course, he went on to do a lot of other things. And here he is, 84 years old, still playing with, still married to the same girl, 60 years. So it's just such an American story. And, you know, you want to think, what can we do to bring this back? And then that sort of ties into the latest post that we have on our Liberty and Prosperity site, which is called The Pessimistic Future of America. And that essay that we have posted on our website talks about if you would look at America like a stock market chart and that has its ups and its downs, but if you were looking at long-term trends, you would see that America has been in constant decline since on or around 1965. So what I was doing last night at the concert is listening to America, the sounds of America when we were at our peak. And you could see how during the last almost 60 years, we've been in a steady decline. We had a few ups, a few downs, like the stock market does. But the trend is down. And according to this essay that's posted, it's pessimistic because it talks about this almost 60 years of decline in America. But it gives like these 27 specific things. And the only good thing I could say about it is once you know what these things are, you could say, well, we could wake up and maybe turn things around. So I just want to briefly, you know, just give the, like, the headings of these 27 things. And if you want to know the details, read them at libertyandprosperity.com. And, of course, we'll be talking about that at our breakfast meeting this morning. And we meet from 9:30 to 10:30 every Saturday morning at Sal's Cafe. If you look it up online, it says Sal's Brick Oven Pizza. But it's at Groveland Avenue and New Road in Summers Point. So what are the 27 points that we had in 1965 that we don't have now? Well, now our Constitution is all but dead. Nobody follows it. Our security state, the CIA, the FBI, has been weaponized to punish political opponents. Number three, and some of these are sort of repetitions, we have a two-tiered fake justice system. Number four, we can't even punish or deter normal crime. Number five, we're so blinded by political agendas that we can't or won't apply obvious solutions to simple problems. Number six, we prioritize diversity over mission and performance. Number seven, our military is incompetent, or the leadership is incompetent. The men are great. And the women are great, but the leadership can't win wars anymore. Number eight, nothing in America works anymore. Nine, people are as corrupt as the politicians. And I figured that out when I was on city council in Atlantic City. When I was starting out, I said, oh, the big problem is corrupt politicians. But then I realized the real problem is corrupt voters. Because when I was campaigning and say, will you elect me to city council? And they'll say, well, what are you going to do for me? So the problem is the voters get the politicians that they want. Number 10, our pop culture is filth. And again, this is from an essay, and I forget the guy's name. Let's see if I have it here. No, I misplaced the paperwork, but it's on our website. And let me just go to the I'll just run through the rest. Christian and Bible faith is all but dead, number 11. Number 12, marriage and other social bonds have withered away. Deep friendships are rare. Number 13, birth rates have cratered. Number 14, young people face dim prospects. Number 15, the middle class has been hollowed out. 16, income and wealth inequality are off the charts. 17, we're increasingly owned and governed by foreigners. 18, corporate power is greater than in the pre-antitrust era. 19, our economy is fake. There's no longer any real connection between how much people are paid or what we pay for and what is produced. 20, our colleges have become evil. 21, our kindergarten to grade 12 schools teach our kids to hate themselves, their parents, and their country. 22, we don't merely tolerate, but we celebrate anti-white racism. 23, insane enthusiasms like transgenderism receive little pushback. 24, we have no social cohesion. 25, America's ruling class hates the people. 26, conservatism is a failure, because the worst thing you want to do is conserve where we are right now. And finally, 27, our civilization has lost the will to live. So all that is posted on our website, libertyandprosperity.com, and that's the national conversation we really should be having. Where were we in 1965 when Gary U.S. Bonds was singing those songs, and Americans of every race and ethnic group, nationality, background, were singing those songs together and dancing and just learning from each other? And how do we get from there to where we are today? And that's a big issue.
Boy, I tell you, you read through that list. That's pretty scary. It really is. There are some things there, and you hit it right on the head. Boy, I'll tell you, it is scary.
Right. So we could talk about the details of each one of those things. Is really a topic of conversation. And, of course, in a radio thing, what we tend to do, we tend to talk about these very superficial things, but we don't talk about what is really tearing our country apart, and that's why at Liberty and Prosperity we spend a lot of time on that. I'd also like to talk briefly on ocean wind. And this goes back to your friend who said I didn't know what I was talking about because I would say that wind turbines didn't produce anything. And I don't want to go in that whole discussion again, but I posted a very boring report from England on wind turbines and smart meters. So hopefully your friend will have a look at it. And the reason I posted it, because only a Brit can describe this total disaster in such a calm and boring way. So I just want to quote some of the report we posted. He said, the biggest problem with wind turbines is that we will have wind lulls. He says, at times there can be little or no wind anywhere in the United Kingdom or its territorial waters. Such lulls can sometimes last 3 weeks or more. Presumably, then he goes on, this gap can be filled by zero-carbon dispatchable power, presumably natural gas-fired power stations with carbon capture and storage, or electricity stores of some kind. He said, but however, after the closing of the Petranova plant, the carbon capture and storage technology appears to be a dead end. So what's the solution? Therefore, smart meters are needed to instantly shut off power and raise prices during these wind lulls. We must recognize that the grid is going to be very different by the year 2030, and that's 7 years from now. We will have to get used to having electricity. He said we're used to having electricity when we want it. But families in the near future must get used to only using electric power when it's available rather than constantly. So in other words, it's not a matter of you plug in something, you plug in your toaster and you get toast. You have to find out, will we be having power today? Or will we be having power before 11 o'clock this morning? Because you will no longer control whether you have electricity in your house, because your smart meter is going to turn things off or dial things down if there's not enough for everybody. And that will happen during these wind lulls. So that's the British perspective on what's going on.
Well, you know I'll get an email from from that particular person. Yeah, so but
anyway, the lawsuits are important because they're tying things up. There's in today's paper, it says there's a lawsuit to stop that special tax break that Governor Murphy and the Democrats gave to Orsted a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And the public hearings are important. And putting up the signs and handing out the postcards are also important. And again, anyone who wants to could just contact me through Liberty and Prosperity, and we will mail them to you. We're a little backed up, but by Monday, we will be mailing out a batch of cards. And in the back of our office in Summers Point, where my law office used to be, we have the signs. And those signs are effective. And how do we know they're effective? Because there's a letter published in the press today, and I want to see if I have his his name. No, I don't see it. But a fellow from Northfield said it's horrible that Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew is putting his campaign signs all over South Jersey because of his opposition to wind turbines. He said, we have to immediately notify our local zoning officials and take down these campaign signs because it's horrible that a congressman is taking advantage of the wind turbine issue to promote him being a candidate. So in response to that fellow who wrote that letter from Northfield, all I could say is, number one, we have a First Amendment that protects the right to deliver a message. And number two, if you're so upset with a Republican using opposition to wind turbines to promote him being a candidate, well, why not have all of your Democrats also oppose the wind turbines, and then we won't have a problem.
Right. That's right.
So that's a very simple solution. I'll finally finish up so I don't go over time. this Monday is the deadline. Anyone who wants to run for school board, if you want to get your name on the ballot, tomorrow is the deadline to file your petition with your county clerk. Next, our Liberty and Prosperity teaching calendar. Thank you very much, you, John DeMasi, for buying a sponsorship on that calendar. We needed $3,000. We so far we gotten $2,300. We need $700 more. Anyone who wants to either sponsor it, it's $100 for a business card size. It's $500 for a half page. We need the project to pay for itself. And also, for anyone who's listening on Saturday, today from noon to 7 p.m., there's a rally of a group called the Blexit, B-L-E-X-I-T. It's affiliated with Turning Point USA. It's addressed to the black community about shifting the culture, ending the victimhood mentality, and take advantage of the opportunities that America offers to black Americans, and why black Americans have more opportunity, more wealth, more empowerment than blacks in any other country in the world. And instead of complaining about what happened 300 years ago, how about doing what we can to improve things? And that's sponsored by Naysha Parker of Egg Harbor Township, the wife of Drew Parker. So it'll be music. It'll be a family-friendly event. It'll be at Tony Canale Park from noon to 6 o'clock tonight, and the details are posted on the libertyandprosperity.com website.
Hey, you almost landed on time. Almost.
Almost. Oh, all right, listen.
About a minute late. That's all right.
I'm going to quit while I'm ahead.
Okay.
And head over to the meeting at Sal's Cafe at Groveland in New Road in Summers Point.
Okay, Seth, thank you. Seth Grossman, Liberty and Prosperity, the website libertyandprosperity.com. I'm John DeMasi. More Talk with a Purpose.